energy, energy!
I have energy, I just don't want to be here!
Shortened to the point.
It is shortened to the point. I feel like it should have been like followed by brought to you by like some kind of popcorn or something like that.
By Manon.
What's Manon?
I don't know. It's an old commercial jingle.
Brought to you by Room 310.
Brought to you by Room 3. Yeah, no. We are bringing you the podcast, so I guess it is brought to you by Room 310.
Well, sure, if you want to be literal about it.
I do want to be literal about it.
Oh, well then.
What if you were metaphorical about it then?
Then we could say brought to you by
The Room is a Lie.
That's not metaphorical, that's just a terrible portal joke.
But that includes doors. And rooms.
What? I thought you said the room was a lie. What does that have to do with the door?
I said the door is a lie.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got that. You heard room, right?
I heard room.
I said door.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have this recording.
You can go back. Go back to the recording.
In fact, I'm going to be editing this podcast, so I can actually go back and take the clip of you saying door, put it over the part where you said room, and make it sound like a door.
Yeah, but exactly, so it would be correct. So you're saying that I said room, I said door.
I could, if I was nice about it. Or I could just take the part where you said room, and put it over the part you said door.
And then I'd still be right, so I'd be okay.
How would you be right?
Because, then I'd be saying, I said room, not.
But what if I just cut this whole part out and there's no evidence left behind?
That's probably
like no child left behind.
No, like
that's already a different
thing. Like no WAV file left behind.
No WAV file left behind. Then you wouldn't be deleting it because therefore you'd be leaving it behind.
No, wouldn't I be exterminating it? That's completely different.
Just leaving it behind.
No, leaving it behind would still be there.
Nah.
This got off on a pretty big tangent, didn't it?
Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. This is Podcast-tastic episode 9. Just like I promised you last week, I have two new people here. I have AJ.
Hi.
And Mike.
Hey.
And we're here to talk a little bit about the...
Mike's complaining about how it was really loud.
Yeah.
We're here to talk to you about the scrambled Cadbury egg shoot that we did a few weeks ago.
Ugh.
Mike still seems to have some nightmares about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I found it quite disgusting.
Yeah. I made those comments how I would probably eat something like that again. I'd like to retract those comments.
I'm
officially.
Sorry, all things said on film are stated, and you must now love what you eat.
Have you guys watched the finished product?
Yes.
I have.
It really is. It's just kind of surreal. It's like, I ate that.
Yeah. It looks so much worse on camera than it did in real life.
It looks
technically
terrible.
It never showed me eating it.
No,
except
it has
the one
first
bite.
Yeah, the first bite.
One bite.
But then there's a clean plate, so.
And then it's you faking eating the rest of the
It never shows me doing it.
Yeah, it wasn't on camera to begin with.
But we know it. This is like a behind the scenes thing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'll like superimpose this over it and we're like the commentary for Scrambled Cadbury Eggs.
Oh, God.
I can't believe the first shot. We reshot the first shot and I still wasn't in frame.
That was funny.
And that's why we need a dedicated cameraman. Person. I'm politically correct here. Camera person.
Because I will do that.
Yeah. Camera person would help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not going to be PC.
I have to say, though, I'm glad I had the waffles with the Scrambled Cadbury Eggs. I think that was the best option.
Honestly, I think if I had waffles with that, it would have put me off waffles, too.
No, I'm more pro-waffle than ever before, because waffles saved me from just...
having to eat any of it.
The full wrath of the Scrambled Cadbury Egg.
No. It was just like, I ate my waffle. I'm full. I can't eat anymore. Darn.
I was full, but I will go on record saying I'm glad I was full so I didn't have to eat the rest of that monstrosity.
All those carbs.
That hardened on me. It was like...
You put it in your milk.
I did put it in milk. That was just terrible.
That was the worst idea.
But maybe it would bring viewers. I don't know.
Oh.
But I mean, that gave us a good idea. We're planning on having, like, more stuff like this. Yeah. Maybe not doing the scrambled cabaret eggs again. I don't think we're going to touch. We're never going to buy another scrambled cabaret egg again, I think. Never again. I know I'm not. I'm just never going to purchase those again.
Yeah.
I was never a cabaret fan to begin with.
It makes me kind of glad that they're only a once-a-year thing.
Yeah. Well, no, they sell them year-round.
You can actually order them online.
Oh.
But they're like ridiculously expensive. They're like $15 shipping. No. I swear. Cadbury
eggs are out of season.
Yeah.
No, they have like the mini ones all the time at Walmart and the candy aisles.
Oh, those are the mini ones, though.
The regular ones, like even the ones that are bigger than the ones that we had for the shoot.
Yeah.
The ones I was talking about during the shoot, they sell those. Like Cadbury still sells those, but they sell those for like a marked up price.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in stores in forever.
They don't really sell them in stores anymore because it's supposed to be like a health issue.
Yeah. That was a health issue, what we just did.
So if you're eating Cadbury eggs to begin with, how concerned are you with your personal health?
Is anybody really concerned with their health on Easter, though?
Yes.
That?
Religious people.
But they're... Huh?
Well, isn't that when Lent ends?
Well, I'm not talking about just Christianity in general, but some people actually have like a day of fast for Easter.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So. But like, okay, say the people who eat.
So non-religious people, no.
The demographic that the Cadbury eggs are selling towards, they probably don't care.
No, because that's the day when they're like, oh, I get to eat this again. Nom.
Look at the size of this chocolate bunny. Oh, hopefully they can have it bigger. Oh, you know what I wanted though? Like, just going off of that, those giant Hershey Kisses, like those really, like that.
I've had always one of those before.
Really?
And for those of you just listening in, he made a very big size profit.
If I ever have time to do an enhanced podcast, I'll just like have a picture of me just doing this.
Not to scale. But yeah, I had one of those before. It's not as good as you imagine it'll be.
Actually, I kind of disagree. I've had one of those and I think it's really good. So
it just got daunting after a while.
Yeah.
It's like, I have this much chocolate left to eat.
I don't feel like it would be incredible, but I just definitely feel like it's there for like the memory or for the moment of just eating a giant Hershey Kiss. Just like a giant Hershey bar with...
Sorry, I'm getting distracted because of this thing on the side. It says German Pirate Party enters second state parliament.
Oh, okay. We want to just go into the news.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. We can just go into the news.
Germany has a pirate party?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is like a new concept. Like last year, I think, is when they started.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe just 2 years ago. So second state parliament. Yeah, they filed for a legitimate party if they had, like, enough supporters. They got the supporters, they became a legitimate party, and now they have chairs in the German parliament.
Now, are these internet pirates or sailing the seven seas pirates?
Internet pirates.
Oh, that's not as exciting.
It is, too. Everybody knows that pirates on internet are the same thing as sailing on the internet. They both go on waves.
Actually, I like Mike's idea more because I like the idea of the stereotypical sailing the seven seas pirate sitting out there in parliament.
Exactly.
Then the stereotypical internet pirate trying to state his views on government.
It's like Senator Blackbeard has the floor. He just thumps up there with his peg leg and his eye patch.
I seen the whale, and the whale is debt.
And his little parrot on his shoulder. Right? Lower taxes, right?
Lower taxes.
But except if we all in German, so you'd hear just a whole bunch of 999! Das ist nicht! Okay, I'm not going into my German part right now.
That's okay, we don't have German viewers to lose. Can you imagine this kind of thing, like, flying in, like, the U.S. or something like that? Like, a pirate party in the U.S.
It would not actually be able to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, there could be a possibility, considering all the SOPA stuff that was going on against it. It's just like, well, you tried to shut us down. Now we're running for Now we're running for the political party.
Right, like something like Anonymous going up and running for a government position.
I mean, you could technically, if you really want to, have like a secret society and then just write in ballot of who you want. And then it's like, it all derives on the internet. So everybody vote for this person and we would be in
I think Anonymous getting any sort of political power is a terrifying thought.
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't even know who the real Anonymous is anymore because there's like, this person says they're Anonymous.
Of course you don't. It's
right.
Anonymous.
No.
Just have like splinter groups though.
Yeah. Yeah, they just kind of splinter outward now, and they have, like, ones who are just... They're more closer to Lulzsec or something like that, where they're just, like, hacking things for, like, just the fun
Except
of it.
The leader of Lulzsec turned over state's evidence to the FBI.
Yeah, it turned out he ratted out his colleagues.
Yeah, because they went after his family.
That's nuts. That's like, classic movie plotline right there.
Yeah, that's kind of secret police stuff.
Mafia? Sorry, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. So for those of you listening who are like me and have no idea, I'm thinking about the mafia.
Well, we have like a pile of links that we put up with our podcast on our site. And people gotta click onto the links.
So, doesn't mean I can see links, it doesn't mean I know what I'm reading.
What?
I see words, but...
I don't know what they mean.
What is this word? Recent.
I'm not posting links in Braille or anything like that.
Posting links in Braille. I don't think you could do that.
You could do that. It just wouldn't be effective. Because it's still a series of dots, but you have to feel the dots.
Don't post it in sign language.
Sign language? You could... I think Word has like a thing for that, right?
No, that's Windy.
No, Word... I guarantee that, like, somewhere out there, there's, like, a text format you could download from Microsoft Word that's just sign language.
Yeah. But, wait. Why would you need it to be sign language if they can already see the screen?
Just kind of the fun of it. Like, it really is like Wingdings. It's just the novelty of having, or it could be used as an educational tool. Like, if you're teaching American Sign Language in high school or something like that, you can have the English word, and then you can have, you know, the sign language.
Okay, yeah, I can see that, but just, like...
Nope, it's all in German. If it's about Germany, all in Germany.
Everything in German.
So, is there a German sign language then?
It's actually like because it's American sign language.
Right.
Yeah.
So, any like a person in Germany would just learn American sign language. It's just like a universal.
So it's a universal. So why don't they just call it like universal sign language then?
Because it's American.
It's American.
Here we just call it sign language.
So how come we just don't call it like cheeseburger sign language or something?
Cheeseburger sign language.
Because what about the vegetarians?
Who cares? They're friends of the cities.
I'm not gonna respond to that.
Are you a vegetarian?
No, one of my good friends is, but that's
Is she a penniless hippie?
No, she's not.
Well, I'm
no,
glad.
No, she is actually cool.
She is actually cool? Alright, yeah. I mean, I knew a couple vegetarians. I knew someone who was like just a terrible vegan. Like, first of all, she was actually allergic to cheese, and she was a vegetarian. Or she was allergic to dairy products, so that kind of, like, pushed her over to the line to vegan.
Right.
But she forgot she was vegan so many times. She also forgot she was allergic to dairy products a lot of the times. So she's sitting there eating, like, her second slice of cheese pizza, and she goes, oh, that's right, I'm not supposed to eat these.
What? How do you forget something like that?
I don't know. I feel like that's something you just
figure out. If you're lactose intolerant, some people just react... And it's like I just have to go to the bathroom a lot.
I mean,
but like you avoid times when you do that because it's very inconvenient. Like when we were eating, we were like in a public place where, you know, she couldn't just go run off and go to the bathroom a lot, you know?
Right.
Yeah, she could. She's a girl. I gotta go powder my nose. Oh, look, I forgot my lipstick. Oh, I forgot my eyeshadow. Oh, dear.
What about the powder?
So that's what they're doing all these times.
Oh, I actually have to go to the bathroom with my friend. She wants me to meet her in the bathroom. By themselves, they go in pairs.
Arrange secret bathroom meetings?
Is that an actual thing, or is that, like, just a stereotype thing? Like, do you just go in the bathroom? Okay.
Do I just go to the bathroom just to be in the bathroom? Yeah. Hey, girls, we're just in the bathrooms hanging out, you know? Yeah, we don't...
But
you know,
like,
all those stereotypical...
You guys, like, girls go in groups. Like, that, is that, like, something that happens a lot, or is that, like, a stereotype thing?
Actually, it really depends. Because, like, if I'm going out with my friends and I'm at the mall or something, and I feel like there's really creepy guys around, then we're like, oh, we're gonna go as a group. And if there's otherwise, we're kind of like... I have to pee. You can go that way, I'll meet you there.
Oh, okay.
It's like a commando unit.
He's flanking us! Go, go!
One flash, two flash.
Two flashes of a signal to evacuate or something?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm figuring out the code.
Oh, this is valuable information.
This is what you want. We dish out valuable information.
It's like all that. This is more valuable information for your everyday life.
Oh, that's an old thing.
That's what I said.
That's actually cool about our podcast. We don't have the biggest demographic, but I know our demographic, and there's people our age who can get references like that. Yeah. I listen to some other podcasts, and they'll make a reference, and I'll get it, but then they'll stop and say, oh, half of our audience isn't going to get that.
Forget them.
Yeah, forget them. They can look it up.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's right there.
I even said where it was from.
All right. Just start throwing out references to 90s
Wait,
shows.
Wait, racist Twitter?
Yeah, I'm moving on to the next link.
Is that an oxymoron?
You can't see us.
Racist Twitter?
No, not oxymoron. Redundant. That's the term.
Get it right. Ow.
What, racist Twitter is redundant?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. I mean, if
How
you
about
say,
a bird?
If you say racist Xbox Live dialogue, that seems redundant. Pointless Twitter seems redundant.
It does.
But I don't know. I mean, Twitter's good for, like, businesses and stuff like that. And it kind of lets them connect with the people. And if you just have somebody who's just running, like, the their Twitter and stuff.
They're just Twittering around.
Yeah, I almost said the Twitter machine.
The Twitter machine.
I've heard that phrase before. I think it was, like, some kind of business magazine or something where they just said the Twitter machine.
I actually like that phrase.
It
evokes something very ominous, but also adorable at the same time.
Adorable?
Activate the Twitter machine.
Adorable at all!
Yeah. Was it like the German accent just trying to make
it adorable?
Yeah,
it was just kind of in there for no reason. And now I'm getting
I resent that.
Nice. Anyway, so this story, I just kind of found this
about Twitter.
Earlier. Yeah, no, it's about this guy who tweeted apparently a racist remark after a player collapsed during the FA Cup in Tottenham.
I don't know how to say that.
I think it's Tottenham. You know, British thing.
Yeah.
Tottenham.
But yeah, apparently he had a heart attack. And see, I don't see the actual tweet here at all.
Yeah.
You go down more.
But he was jailed for 56 days, apparently?
Yeah, that seems a little bit overreactionary. Like, I know that there's laws in Britain about, against, like, hate speech in public.
Yeah.
Go down.
Man, but I can't imagine, like, what's worth 56 days.
Yeah, they don't actually post the tweet anywhere, I think.
No, it doesn't look like it at all.
Hashtag think before you tweet.
Is that going to be...
Well, it makes sense in 56 days... Because think about it, that's like harassment and kind of a form of battery?
I was hoping it was going to be 170 days, because then I could say it makes sense, because if you think about it, there's only 170 characters you're maximally allowed to use.
Oh,
jeez.
And what,
60?
160,
okay.
I
was off by 10.
No idea.
I just can't figure out the Twitters. But that's another thing I was thinking about with, like, quotes, infamous quotes.
Right.
We're into that Twitter age, and like a lot of big quotes that you see floating around the internet are from Twitter. Is that what's going to happen in like 100 years from now? Like, we're looking back from like Samuel Clemens and stuff like that, and they're using quotes. Is there going to be like somebody's going to say something profound, and then it's going to end with hashtag F my life?
Oh.
Gives me hope.
I would love to see that, actually. Just. The quotes that people, like a century from now, what people are going to use as historical quotes.
They could be using Twitter. I mean, and that's all dependent on, too, this Twitter stuff isn't physical media.
Right.
And that stuff can just get lost in time pretty easily, or it's just going to be terribly misconstrued.
I mean,
well, actually, that brings up an even worse thought for me. And then there's some guy somewhere who's found tweets that are, like, culturally significant to the current time, and he's just writing them down in, like, this book.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. In fact, I'm like, pretty sure several books like that already exist.
There's probably a whole chapter, and it's just Snooki's Babies, Apocalypse Jokes.
Oh, God. I just think Twitter gives us, like, this unprecedented opportunity for people to say every bad idea that comes to their heads have it recorded for everyone to see.
Well, isn't that just Facebook, too?
Well, Twitter is much faster.
Yeah.
So the number of bad ideas that get recorded go exponentially up.
Actually, Twitter is faster because they have, like, those dedicated apps to your mobile phone where you just, like, turn on your phone, you hit this button, and all of a sudden you're on Twitter and you can start typing right there.
Same thing with Facebook.
I guess that's true. But I don't know, there's just something more, like, mobile-friendly about Twitter than Facebook. Hey, Facebook's how I get a lot of my, a good amount of my networking done.
Hey, that's how we got this podcast getting done.
Yeah, that's true. It was through Facebook. And phones. I'm going to go ahead and skip that
Dick
one.
Dick Clark.
Richard Clark. Oh, I guess you're right.
It is Dick Clark.
Not quite the same person.
Oh.
Did you guys watch those New Year's Rockin' Eve now with Dick Clark? The recent ones?
Eve.
I do. It's just...
I don't want to see him and his wife kissing.
You're a horrible person. They're all people, friends and love. That's like the most precious thing in America.
No, that's the
only thing we have left. And when they die, we're just all gonna go into like the sinkhole of tweets and whatever show Snooki and the child has.
No.
I will say Dick Clark just looks like they wheel him out of cryogenic freezing just for the New Year's thing, and then quickly shove him back in.
Did you see 2 years ago?
Starts to thaw.
Like last year's was he was okay with that, but 2 years ago where he
That's just mean.
Cutting that out.
Oh.
I didn't know.
I mean, it's so many angry letters.
No. I wasn't doing anything about Dick Clark. I was burping. Excuse me.
Okay. though, like 2 years ago, Dick Clark, when he was doing his...
I'm not a mean person, I swear. I was just burping. Excuse me.
Anyway.
She's not
mean. Yeah, she's not mean. Anyway, 2 years ago, when Dick Clark did his New Year's Rockin' Eve, and this was, like, right after he had a stroke, too.
Yeah.
So, like, they wheel him out, and he started hitting a countdown, and he's like, 10, 9, 6, 5, 7, 6. I was like, oh, my God. It's like, that was the saddest countdown I've ever heard. It's like, I didn't feel like celebrating the New Year anymore.
And you're calling me mean?
It was sad. I was like, oh, look at the old man skipping numbers.
And you call me mean. He is a mean
person. It was sad.
He's laughing.
I was sad.
You're so sad. Yeah, so sad. I'm so sad. That's funny, but it's so sad. I'm so sad and I'm laughing my tears away.
It's how I deal with the pain.
It's how I deal with the pain. I deal with the pain through comedy. Though no comedy for Dick Clark. I don't think I'd ever do like a joke at an expense of Dick Clark.
No.
There's no way.
You already did!
I didn't know a joke.
Yes, you did!
I said it was sad he skipped a number.
You're like, oh, poor old man skipped a number.
Yeah, because he just had a stroke. It was sad. It was legitimately sad.
It was so sad that you're
I really think it. They should just like say, okay, you're done. You don't have to do this anymore. And just let him watch it at home.
Actually, I think he wants to do it. I think that's like the whole thing.
No, he doesn't look like
they
it
get
at all.
To say, they get to say, hey, I'm sorry. We're going to get someone else this year.
They didn't get someone else. They're slowly moving Ryan Seacrest.
Dick Clark's still there.
It's Ryan Seacrest's Rockin'
Eve. Yeah, as bad as it would
nobody
be.
Nobody watched
that,
ever again.
Yeah, as bad as it was, like, or as bad as you might think it might be to like wheel him out there to do the countdown.
I didn't think it was bad.
Be,
he thought it was bad.
It would be, stop. It would be even worse. If after he had the stroke, they just immediately switch off to this like Ryan Seacrest and just Seacrest.
Speaking of 90s shows,
Ryan Seacrest, and just kind of like put him in there, and it just kind of looks like Ryan Seacrest is like usurped the show from Dick Clark I feel like that would be a little bit worse than like putting him out there
I think at this point they can do a graceful transition though.
Right.
Graceful. What is this?
Well, no, they're doing a graceful transition. They're slowly out of there. It's like, it's always going to be Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Graceful transition. Is this figure skating? We're going to glide in and out of people. Really? Come on. No. Do like they do a Macy's parade or like Thanksgiving parades where they're just like, we have a new person now. That's cool. Everyone's excited because they don't care about who's hosting. They care about the freaking parade. About the parade, and they don't care about who's hosting New Year's Eve. They just care about the ball dropping.
Stop. Nobody actually cares about the Macy's Day Parade unless you're actually there. Okay?
That is complete crap. Why? Because I watch that parade every year on my TV. Alright? I make sure it's on Channel 4, NBC, 9 a.m. till noon. And then after that is the Doggy Bowl.
Guess what? All that's getting cut out.
Oh.
I don't care. I will go and make my own podcast, whatever you want to call us, and I will state that I watched this Macy's Parade.
This is the most impassioned speech about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade I have ever seen in my life.
It's the only impassioned speech I've ever heard about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
It's in the top five for me.
Really? You've heard multiple ones, eh? All right, then. Oh, man. But anyway, what I'm saying is, I mean, they're doing it gracefully. They're like, it's Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's, or New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
Is it New Year's Rockin' Eve or Rockin' New Year's Eve?
No, it's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Oh. I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
You've been living a lie. every December 31st, it's going down. But, yeah, I mean, they're doing that pretty gracefully. I think that's the best way they could have handled that situation. They may not have used, like, Ryan Seacrest, but, you know.
But really, what's Ryan Seacrest doing these days?
Is he doing American Idol still?
I have no clue.
Apparently he is.
It's a completely rhetorical question.
He's also producing a lot of shows.
AJ seems angry.
Ryan Seacrest.
Is he about to
parade? No. See, it's funny to watch, but there's just like a line of nothing.
The look of quiet anger.
I watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade.
Yes, I do! And I am proud of it!
Oh, man.
I sit up and watch it, and I don't care what you think.
It's okay.
You can cut it out, but it doesn't mean I still won't go watch it this summer. Just kidding.
No one's judging you for watching the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
You were judging me!
No, I just was surprised that you do it.
Facebook password illegal?
Oh, no. Like, have you guys heard about that movement where, like, you go in for a job interview and employers are asking you for your password information so that I can just comb through your Facebook?
What?
Yeah, like, there are some companies that are starting to do that. Like, that's part of the hiring process. Is like, I mean, a lot of them do go to your Facebook and check out what you do, but some of them are asking for your password so they can log in as you and check out like all the messages you've done, like stuff like that.
That seems dangerously close to identity fraud.
Yeah, it's really shifty, and I don't like it at all.
What if you don't have a Facebook?
Then they don't hire you.
Yeah, bro. Or they think you're lying about it. It could be that, too.
Well, no, I know a lot of people who literally do not have a Facebook.
Do they have Google Plus or anything like that?
No,
like,
nobody has Google Plus.
I mean, they do.
I do, actually.
I mean, I have Google Plus.
Woo! We can be in each other's circles.
No, you don't watch the Macy's Parade. Anyways. But I lost my train of thought. Thanks a lot. No, but I know a lot of people who actually just use AIM, mm-hmm. just as like, that's their form of communication with people. They don't have Facebook, they don't have Twitter, they don't have any other social networks, just that.
MySpace, Google Plus.
I mean, they have like Google Documents and that's it. But
okay, that's just part of Google.
Yes.
But that's just for school stuff.
Right. I've heard of companies checking up on your Facebook pages, and that I kind of understand.
Coming through your pictures.
Yeah, but seriously, just asking for your login information?
Because then, no, see, then that's privacy also, because then what's to stop them from looking up, oh, she's friends with this person, let me go look at that person's profile.
That's one of the things that, like, you know, you're worried about. That's like when you're a teacher, the whole red cup thing, like you can never have a picture of you online holding a red cup.
Yeah.
And that's like automatic disqualification for a lot of positions.
Right.
Even if it's not alcohol or anything like that.
The only way you could get away with a red cup is if it's like a clear red cup.
Yeah.
And
you have to see, as long as you, yeah.
A picture of a cup.
Because you can kind of see the contents.
It's like
the red cup.
Not you holding a cup. If it's a picture of a cup without you holding it, I'm pretty sure they...
Which is still kind of ridiculous, because even if you're going to be going for a teaching job, you're still a human being. You can't be held up to some impossible standard.
If you have a red cup, they're not going to be automatic. Like, for a teaching position, they're not... It depends on how high, I guess, how... I don't mean to be, like, rude, but how stuck up the school is. Because I know, like, my high school, they wouldn't care. If you had a picture of a red cup in your hand, as long as you're not a student, because they know you're under 21. If you're a teacher and you don't show off, like, oh, I'm drinking with people and, like, I'm going to pour this down this person's shirt. If you just have a cup in your hand, like, you're, hey, I'm with friends, I'm smiling, hey. Yeah, that's fine. But if you really look like an idiot and look make yourself and you have any school paraphernalia on, if you have any school paraphernalia on, then they disqualify you because then they're like, okay that's associating
that.
Us.
Yeah, that okay, yeah. makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. You know, I think I learned something.
And knowing.
This podcast is as educational as it is emotional.
The more you know.
And there's like another headline. Found. Cast down the Moon Orange. It's like the newest one where it's like something struck the earth and a big chunk came out of it and that formed the moon.
I always thought that was just one of the possible theories. I didn't know that was supposed to be the definitive one.
That wasn't. It's not like the definitive one, but that was one of the bigger ones. Like, it gained a lot of grounds.
Right.
Because, like, when the samples came back from, like, the moon and stuff like that, they found a lot of, like, similar compositions.
But that can't be right.
What do you mean?
Because if the moon came from the earth, then we should be able to breathe on the moon.
The moon's not big enough to maintain its own atmosphere.
Yeah. Bah! Details.
Bah! Science!
Logic!
Nah!
You didn't say this in your science class? You just too busy holding red cups and talking about Macy's?
Aw.
Actually, I've never had to take a class that talked about planets with science. Really?
You never took, like, an astronomy class in high school or anything like that?
I took oceanography. I have taken biology, oceanography, and earth science that does not include the moon.
But you never had, like, an astronomy class, like, even, like, in your middle school, or...
We had the option of taking an astronomy class, and I took oceanography instead.
Okay.
I remember our middle school had our own little mini planetarium, and that thing was awesome.
I mean, we
what
lived...
What kind of rich school you come from now?
It was not a rich school at all.
No, his is run down. His more around as more.
Because they spent all the money in a planetarium.
It was, like...
Wait, what? What rich school did you go to? Yeah.
I did not go to a rich school.
You just said planetarium.
But I said mini planetarium, which means it was a room about this big.
That's probably than
yes,
any planetarium that we've
can
ever
see
had.
This big.
Yeah. If
this
you guys haven't seen, he's
average
actually,
dorm room size.
If you haven't actually, you guys can't actually see it, but he's actually pointing outside to the parking lot across the road.
It's this big.
It's Stephen Hawking on retainer at all times.
No, but seriously. I mean, the only thing that I had was we talked about the solar system, and that was like a section. And that was just Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. That's it.
Really?
Like the whole... My very educated mother...
I think there's a little bit more to the solar system than
like
that.
Like, your education didn't go past Mars?
No.
Randomly past
the asteroid
belt.
I mean, we only learned the phrase, my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas, and that's about it.
Yeah.
That shouldn't serve anything because Pluto's not a planet anymore.
Just served
it
us nothing.
It was when I was growing up. When I was growing up, Pluto was still a planet.
When I was your age, we had 9 planets.
Not this 8 planets and 3 dwarf planets.
But to be completely honest.
Now I can't name all the planets. That's so stupid. I'm missing, like, what, 2 planets?
Which 2?
Oh, no, because... now I'm missing 3 because I can't remember Pluto's moon because that was also a dwarf planet now.
Wasn't Charon?
Charon, yeah. Charon's now a dwarf planet.
Oh, yeah.
Now it all comes around. Right.
Certain what that was.
It was supposed to transition to the next thing.
But yeah, Charon is a dwarf planet now. But there's 2 more, and I think, like, both of them are in the asteroid belt.
Milky Way?
I thought it was just
asteroid belt.
Oh, what are we, video games now?
No, we're talking about the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah! Macy's Day Parade.
Does the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade still have that giant Pikachu balloon?
Yep.
They don't get rid of balloons.
I never understood why they threw in Pikachu, of all things.
Because it was a cultural icon of America.
I didn't
even know it was Japanese. That happened.
But even, like, the game series in general has pretty much... dropped all of the original 150.
That's right, I'm about
to go off on a huge tangent about Pokemon.
No.
Wasn't he like one of the main characters in like the cartoon series?
They have a
like,
Pokeball.
That's what I remember.
They have a Pokeball and Pikachu chasing the Pokeball.
I like how people who have no idea what Pokemon is just watching this thing year after year.
Auto complete suspended by Japanese court.
Actually, we'll get to that. That's going to be us in a few years. We're going to be looking at this Macy's Day Parade. Well, she's going to be looking at this Macy's Day Parade, and I'm going to be looking at the news highlights and be like, what kind of crap is going on with this parade?
I'll be like, oh, look, they added another Pokemon.
They're going to add in a My Little Pony.
Yeah, there's going to
That would be awesome!
It's going to be the old school ones. They're actually just going to go back to the 80s. It's going to be like the Cabbage Patch Kids one.
You're making her happier and happier. I would just like to see an Optimus Prime balloon.
I suppose they haven't done
that. Actually,
they probably
have. They
are
working on a Transformers balloon. See, I learned things.
What?
Yeah.
She follows the website and the Twitter.
Actually, on the Macy's Day Parade thing, they have a little segue where they're like, oh, the history of Macy's Parade. So you learn.
Learn what? The history of Macy's?
And what they're going to do. And I went on a vacation and actually went into, like, a little cavern place, whatever, where it had all the balloons, and I got to see what they're doing and stuff. So, yeah.
Wow.
Japanese Corps.
Like super villain.
What are you going to do the rest of your life now that your dream has been...
Learn about Japanese court orders, Google to suspend autocomplete.
That's quite a headline.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that means. I'm still trying to parse it out.
Like, autocomplete, like, you know,
it's a word.
You, based on your history, you start typing in words and it starts, like, completing what you've already used fill in form data.
Right.
And they want to get rid of that, essentially.
But you can turn that off yourself, which is what I don't get.
Because when they look up stuff, there's certain things they don't want the people to see.
Yeah.
I thought it was China that had, like, the firewalls and all that.
No, China's got that too, but this is something else. This isn't, like, banning words like freedom for me to search or anything like that. This is, like, you're typing in something that might be embarrassing, or you're typing in a word, and something that you'd searched before that could be embarrassing to your colleagues comes up instead.
Wait. Like, if you want to look up photo, pornography comes up.
Right.
Oh, this is just gold. The petition against Google was filed by a Japanese man who claims the feature breached his privacy and eventually led to the loss of his job. According to the man, whose name has been withheld, when his name is typed into the Google search engine, autocomplete suggests word associated with criminal behavior.
Well, he shouldn't have committed those crimes. He shouldn't have committed those crimes. That was on him.
You shouldn't have such a criminal name.
Or your bosses shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Maybe you shouldn't Google yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Why is he Googling himself? That's
because everybody Googles themselves.
Yeah, when they're like in middle school and they're like, Google's
no, I Google myself still.
Why?
Because there's so many of my names.
Are they associated with Macy's Day Parade?
Yep. Yes, they are.
I cannot Google myself because I always get the hockey player.
Nice.
Now everybody knows your real name.
Yes.
The hockey player.
Gretzky.
The man's lawyer told the paper it could lead to...
Irretrievable?
Yeah, that's what it says. I was expecting irreversible, but irretrievable damage, such as job loss or bankruptcy, just by displaying search results that constitute defamation or violation of the privacy of an individual person or small and medium-sized companies.
I'm not entirely sure how that's Google's fault.
I don't understand how this
is Google's fault. It
isn't
Google's fault. You know what? It's just somebody saying, hey, I am having a bad day, so I'm going to sue whoever I feel like it. Ah, Google, you made me angry today. I'm going to sue you.
Apparently, it's more than one person, though.
Well, you know what? Then it's people who have too much time on their hands. And you know what? You should go and make Tamagotchis.
That was kind of racist.
Oh.
That was kind of very racist.
I'm sorry. I just heard Tamagotchis and memories came flooding back.
Donut Americata.
She said...
You're not making it better.
Yeah.
At all.
Why don't you tell him to go get back into the smart cars and make more anime for us?
Oh, God.
I want more Inuyasha.
Dead silence.
Dead, yeah. That speaks for itself. That show is dead and should stay dead.
Inuyasha is amazing.
This is one of those, like those dystopian sci-fi kind of things.
Yeah.
High Court throws out human gene patent.
That was one of the fears, that's... Patenting the human genome was, one of those things that everybody really feared, or a lot of people feared.
Yeah, am I living in a William Gibson novel right now?
Right?
What's going on?
At cyberpunk.
I have no idea. what this is about, so could you please enlighten me and for those who don't understand?
Apparently, somebody was trying to patent different genetic sequences of the human genome, and I'm not even sure how that would even work. But that's the kind of thing that leads to evil future corporation.
Like, the worst thing that could happen was getting a patent for that, for certain types of humans. That's like, that's the bottom. In terms of, like, corporations, that's the bottom right there.
This is the kind of thing that eventually leads to, like, the Umbrella Corporation, or Bioshock.
Or worse, it's like a genetic mutation.
Make it rain!
What?
What?
Anyway.
You're making it rain with,
like,
the money in the Umbrella Corp?
It's like, it's a terrible pun. Anyway, it's like, or even worse, it's like, DNA that's, like, carries a certain mutation that might help with their diseases, and if a company owns that, then all of a sudden you got, like, high prices for the cures of these diseases.
Right.
I kind of crazy, yeah. That scares the crap out of me.
This is kind of evil.
I'm really glad this got thrown.
I will say, if this leads to, like, gene splicing, like, it lets me shoot bees out of my hands, then
like
I'm kind of for this, yeah.
No.
No.
No! No!
Well, that's all the links I had. I had one more, but I actually clicked out of it. That was during one
wait
of the rounds.
Way to go. No, don't blame me for your thing.
No, I didn't blame you. I just said it was during one of your rests.
Well, that was your fault.
How was that my fault? Well, yeah, it is.
You know, you could do recently closed tab.
I could do that, but that takes up too much podcasting airtime. We're at like 47
minutes. Not
really.
Not if we keep talking
wow.
And you screw that and then look up a tab.
Yeah, this is already going to be the longest podcast we've recorded.
Well, that's your fault.
You're acting like this is some, like, terrible thing or something's going on.
Well, you didn't tell us that it was time.
I'm not inviting you to any wedding that I have. So you're just going to come up, everyone's like, congratulations, she's going to walk up. Well, that was your fault. Just walk out of there.
Just go up to your wife.
Okay, I found...
Well, that's your fault.
Well, luckily that...
I got a promotion today. Well, maybe that'll teach you.
Maybe that'll teach you.
That was every podcast / video. I'm just gonna randomly start going, well, that's your own fault.
I hope that should be like a card or a bouquet or something like that. Congratulations to the baby. Yes, bouquet. Well, how was your fault, wasn't it?
Welcome to Parenthood.
Yeah.
What Minecraft?
This
is the link I found. 16-year-old creates scientific / graphing calculator in Minecraft. Like the TI-83 crap.
That is kind of ridiculous.
That, yeah. Here's what I can do. Graphing y equals mx plus c functions, quadratic functions, and the equation solving of the form mx plus c equals 0.
Mx plus c.
Look, I'm going off the article. You don't misquote articles.
Yes, you do. You do it
this
all the time.
This is kind of ridiculous.
I mean, that's just the cool thing about Minecraft. Like, have you ever seen that other video about, like, the person who created, like, the first dungeon in Zelda, like, the original Zelda?
Yep.
Using Minecraft?
I have not.
You have
yes,
not?
Yes, I have!
It looks just... I mean, the sound effects aren't there, but it looks just like the original Zelda.
Huh.
Like, it's so cool looking. Like, somebody created, like... There was another person who created, like, a motherboard in, like, Minecraft.
I've seen things like that.
That's nuts.
Because this is all just built with blocks.
Do these people work for NASA or anything like that? Like, this is like... What happened? This is people who designed rockets in their futures, right?
No, it's just someone who's really bored.
Honestly, I think a rocket would probably be less complicated than this.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can't say that because a lot of people are really bored, but all they do is set themselves on fire and put it on break or something.
I'm sure your rocket scientist fans will hate me for this comment.
My rocket scientist fans? I don't know, I might actually have some rocket scientists.
I'm gonna get hate mail now.
I know somebody who minors in nuclear engineering.
What?
Minors!
I know something that people...
They're an art major.
Right? I can't remember what the major, but it's like, it's some other form of engineering, like, it's like thermodynamics or something like that, I think.
See, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could minor in nuclear engineering. That seems like something that you need to take up all your time for.
Yeah. Just throw in nuclear physics.
12 credits in nuclear physics. I mean, when something like that comes along, that definitely gives me hope for the future. It's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, we have people who set themselves on fire, set the crosses on fire. But then we have people building calculators and video games.
The problem is that the first one vastly outweighs the second.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. It just throws it all up, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll definitely show you the Zelda one after this podcast, and because that one was really cool. I like watching that one.
Mm. Well, I was terrible at the original Zelda.
I beat that one actually last winter. I just beat it for the first time.
I actually had to get AJ to get me to the first dungeon, and then I proceeded to die 2 minutes later.
That's the thing about old school video games. It's like we kind of have to wonder if we're like pampered now by this new generation of video games with checkpoints and like directions and controls and stuff like that. Like when you play Zelda, you start in the middle of the screen. There's a cave. You go get your sword. After that,
good
luck. Yeah, good luck. Yeah, go anywhere. When I was a kid, I could never figure out where I was going in that game.
I still can't figure it out.
I watched somebody else play it, and from there, I didn't watch the rest of it, but I picked it up myself and saw it from there. But it was pretty interesting to watch, and it was pretty interesting to play. And I thought it was slightly enjoyable, but you know, I didn't die like 200 times or anything like that, so it wasn't too frustrating.
Yeah, I died a lot.
Now a game like. I just recently finished Super Mario Lost Levels.
Oh man. I have those on the Super Nintendo cartridge, the one that came with
Super Mario All-Stars?
Yes.
I beat that one for the Wii. And I haven't done A through F yet, which is like these special bonus worlds. But I did 1 through 8 all the way through, didn't skip any levels. Probably 8 is hard, man. It is like ridiculously hard.
Yeah, old school Mario is very unforgiving.
I actually haven't beaten the original Mario.
I don't think I've ever beaten it without using the secret warp room.
Right, the warp pipes in like level 2-1.
Yeah. Same thing with Super Mario World. Once you get to the that Star Road that takes you like right to Bowser's Castle.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that until like last year that I rediscovered it. I'm like, oh yeah, and you can beat this in like 15 minutes.
I just realized like years later, it's like there's half that game I've never played.
I can beat all the levels, and it's really fun. I mean, it's still good. Well, anybody else have anything else to add before we wrap up?
Speak up.
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to episode 9. We will see you next week for episode 10.
10, 10, 10.
All right, stay classy, folks.
See ya.
Podcast.